This is KCUR 89.3. Half a century ago, a small-time hoodlum from Butte, Montana, rocketed into national prominence on a motorbike.
And here he goes.
KCUR's Frank Morris tells us about a new museum in Topeka celebrating all that is evil. Evel Knievel, that is.
Little Bobby Knievel was the kind of kid you'd probably medicate now. An ornery, reckless young man, always in trouble with the law. He tried mining, got fired, insurance, got bored, wound up selling Honda motorcycles. He did stunts to promote that business, jumping over stuff like mountain lions, boxes of rattlesnakes, and then trucks. By his mid-20s, he'd declared himself a professional daredevil and hustled his way onto ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Before we get back to racing, I'd like to introduce to you a most unusual young man. This is Evel Knievel, and his specialty in sports is to take a motorcycle up over a ramp and leap through the air some 90 feet. That's what he's going to try to do today.
Well, Evel Knievel was an original, and to a lot of people, young people, he was a superhero.
As Brad Zimmerman, who runs the just-opened Evel Knievel Museum in Topeka, points out, Evel dressed the part. With his flamboyant red, white, and blue leather jumpsuits, helmets, and, yes, capes, Evel Knievel was part Elvis, part Liberace, part John Wayne.
It's a true daredevil. Seat of the pants, not much science, just I can do this, so I'm going to do it. If you look at most of his motorcycles, they did not have speedometers on them.
Yeah, no speedometers. No special shocks, just instinct and guts guiding heavy race bikes flying off wooden rims. Even just a virtual reality jump at the museum is enough to shake up some visitors.
Hilarious!
In real life, Evel Knievel crashed and crashed and got up for more, attracting fans like Rodney Brown.
It's just amazing he survived all the crashes and all the bones broken, and just he didn't care. He just did what he wanted to do, and he lived his life, and that's the way it was.
Knievel's chutzpah, his tenacity, and his style vaulted him to national stardom. Zimmerman says he made millions just selling his name.
And along this wall, then, we have a display of the licensed products that Evel had. I mean, he had everything from barbecue sauce to motor oil to toys.
This is Evel Knievel and the Evel Knievel shock-absorbing stunt cycle. You can make him do
bicycles, you name it. They were putting Evel's name on it. He was famous, and everybody wanted a piece of Evel Knievel.
And around the corner, in a freestanding showcase worthy of the crown jewels, rests a savagely battered old motorcycle helmet. It's from Evel Knievel's most famous and spectacular crash, where he landed head first and tumbled 60 feet.
That is the Caesar's Palace helmet in the top. So that's a pretty famous piece. Everybody's seen that video, and there's the original helmet.
That is one chewed up. The crashes are what made him famous.
Mike Patterson, who owns historic Harley-Davidson in Topeka, is bankrolling the museum, which happens to be right next door to his shop, showcasing stuff collected mostly by Latham McKay. Seeing Evel Knievel jump at the Kansas State Fair is Patterson's earliest childhood memory.
I remember just hoping he would go, waiting for him to go, sitting there on the edge of my seat, you know, until he finally went.
Heroic as he seemed, Knievel's heavy drinking, gambling, and surly disposition weighed him down. When he was jailed for beating his former publicist with a baseball bat, the Evel empire collapsed.
When it flamed out pretty fast. And I think that's why, too, there probably wasn't an Evel Knievel Museum before now.
Knievel died a decade ago of lung disease, but not before inspiring a huge industry around extreme sports and a generation of risk-takers. Museum Director Zimmerman says it's time to celebrate what he calls the positives of Evel. It's a safe bet there will never be another like him. Frank Morris, KCUR News.